See, listen to me. Visions belongs to you. But you see, I taught you in how to see visions that there's a way to enter into the prophetic realm. You can't just wake up and say, I'm going to prophesy. I'm going to prophesy. No. There's a way we enter into the prophetic realm. Especially those of you who are gifted in the area of your eyes. There's a place you will get to, the visions will be coming by themselves. They will just be coming by themselves. See, so you enter that mode and you lock yourself there. You enter that mode and you lock it. So even if you stand up and you're going to eat banku, kenke, tilapia, you still maintain that mode. Amen. So sometimes you notice that during prophetic meetings, we will laugh, crack jokes. Some people will be like, ah, how can you be prophesying and you are laughing, you are doing all these things? Ah, Pastor Philip, I don't understand him. We are doing prophecy, you are laughing. What kind of thing is that? See all this. In fact, when you laugh like that, it becomes much more easier. Amen. We are the ones that are trying to make the things of the spirit difficult. Or as my brothers would say, they say, you are the one trying to make the things of the spirit difficult. Just the way you decide, I want to speak in tongues, you can also decide, now I want to start seeing visions. It depends on you. Amen. It depends on you. As long as you know how to start that prayer engine, once you start it, you start the engine in the spirit. You quicken it. You quicken it. You quicken it. You add more petrol. You add more petrol. You add more petrol. You add more petrol. You start it again. You add more petrol. I live in this heart. Then you begin to spark it. You begin to spark it. You are sparking it. Sparking it. Then when you get to a point, you add acceleration. Your spirit will fly. Your spirit will fly. And even as you are praying, one of the things you begin to notice is that it's like as if sleep is about to take you away, but you see a vision. Then you regain consciousness. Then you know, I just saw a vision. How many of you have experienced that? You've experienced that. As we pray, you've experienced that. Have you experienced that? If you have not experienced that, it means you have not been praying. Oh, you have not been praying. Amen. You have to experience it. It looks like as if sleep is about to take you away. You see a vision. It will come. Sometimes it comes in a flash. Bah. How did you know you saw a vision? You see, you were not thinking about it. You were not even thinking about it. Amen. You're not thinking about it. It just came. Bah. Like right now, as I'm talking to you, I just saw a vision. Even as I'm talking, my eyes are open, but I'm seeing a vision. It just came like that. I wasn't thinking about it, but it just came. And the reason why it came is because God wants me to see that there's already a special angel that I've been assigned to today's meeting. Amen. Amen. See, See, this house is too quiet. It's too quiet. Celebrate Jesus tonight. Celebrate Jesus tonight. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Ah. When I'm seeing the kind of things that you are posting, it's going to quicken me. If you come to this platform and you're posting something like, today I would not live the same way. Once I see that, I am stirred in my spirit. But if you are all quiet, you are talking, you are all quiet. Maybe you all want us to live the way we came. Oh, that is what you want. So you can't be quiet. Amen. We came to draw. We came to draw. Hi. We came to draw. Do you see that? It's provoking my spirit. Hi. See, when you speak like that, it places a demand on God. You see, as I went into the spirit right now to check what this lady was saying concerning midwife, I could see a patient lying in the hospital. And that is how I know that this lady would be used in that field. The Lord would use you in that field. It will come to pass. Go and write it down. It will come to pass. The midwife you just said, it will come to pass. I'm telling you. Go and write it down. It will come to pass. The Lord will use you in that field. Because you provoked my spirit. And I looked into the spirit. And this is what I saw. I saw a lady lying down like a patient. Some people can hear prophecy and they'll still be angry. What is the meaning of that? You can hear prophecy and you are still angry. Say, How can you be angry? Say, Vala prophet, this is Isaiah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So as you you are the one who chooses what you want to see. Are you with me? You choose what you want. You choose everything that you want. It depends on you. It depends on you. It depends on you. See, I told you that the only thing that is required to prophesy is the Holy Ghost. Is the Holy Ghost. You don't need to be a prophet to prophesy. You don't need to be a prophet. Because you see, there was a man called Moses. A long time ago, he prayed for you. He prayed for you. He shared his mantle. What he prayed for was the fulfillment in John chapter 2, verse 28. That was the fulfillment. So your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. It doesn't mean that only young men will be seeing visions, and if you are old, you will not see visions. No. It's just giving you the diversity of the operations of the Spirit. That visions is possible. Dreams are possible. Prophecy is possible. Amen. Everything is possible. Everything is yours. Amen. If you don't believe, you can see visions. That means it will be very, very difficult for you to come to that place. But some of you, all you just have to do is to just unlock yourself in that realm. Go and listen to how to see visions. I showed you the three. I showed you the three levels of seeing visions. There are three levels. Listen to it and know all those things. When you are done with one, then you go to two. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, I want to show you how you can just speak in tongues and see vision. Speak in tongues and see vision. Is a channel. Okay. Let me look for three people. All these things are practicals. Let me choose somebody who I know may be sleeping. Where is Marina? Are you here? Bye. Okay. And Nsruma, I know you are not sleeping. Marina, dear. She'll come tomorrow. She'll call me tomorrow and fight me. Ah! She has got to be you. Alevala Kambura Felicisa. Yes, Nsruma. Feleki para Felicisa. Para Felicisa. I want two, three people. God's love. Are you there? Jesus. You are beautiful tonight. Now, we want to do something. It's a little bit of practical. I'm going to ask the three of them to do different things. Amen. I want to show you something. Where's Nsruma? Oh, you guys are delaying my class. Good. Mm-hmm. Come online. Let me chase all these people away. Gilbert and Prince. Come online. Can you hear me? Speak and let me hear you. Just on mute.
Papa, please.
Okay. Mute your mic. What? I'm going to do is this. There is a topic, or there is a particular course titled Commanding Spirituals. I'm going to start with it this week, and I'm going to do it for 3 days consecutively in the prophetic school. So the oracles, you have to get ready for that. Make sure you don't miss any one of it. I'm going to try and use tonight to finish the spiritual basics. The last time we did speaking in tongues, and I showed you how you can just pray in tongues. Amen. So tonight, I want to show you interpretation of tongues. How can you interpret tongues? These are all basics, spiritual basics. Amen. These are the activations. So prepare yourself for the next level, commanding spirituals. Commanding spirituals. There is so much to learn. So much. Yes, yes, Marina. Come on, come on, come on. And who is the third person? God's love. Yes, God's love. Come on. Let's play a little bit tonight. Where is God's love? Are you there? Give me your glory. How many of you listen to fulfilling your purpose after I posted it on the platform? Did anybody here listen to it? Fulfilling your purpose. God's love is not here. Okay. Let me find someone else. Okay. Yes, Mystic Empress, come online. Come live. In the labor of Venezana, we call a bar of Ele Sanahi in the Levrado Sai on the labor of Ele. He and the Levere Berevene, he and the Sanai Prevele Gidae Sanahi. Okay, Mystic Empress here. Is the prophetess. Okay. This one is the prophetess because you have a high level of prophetic anointing on you. And then presence ego here is the seer. You are given to much more visions. If you become much more hungry, you will get to a place called activating miracles. I'm telling you as I'm hearing it. Presence ego. Okay. The reason why I'm telling you these things is for you to become much more you should believe yourself a little bit. You get it? Because of what you want to do. And then the seraphic oracle. Ingala bare felizaza o revele sae mombalavana sa. Your strength lies in intercession. Your strength lies in intercession. So what we are going to do right now is this. We are going to wait for the one with the prophetic anointing to start praying in tongues. So once the one with the prophetic anointing start praying in tongues, the mind of the seer should be opened to know what the one with the prophetic anointing is saying. Because if I pray for you right now, kainos is going to be activated, meaning new tongues, new utterance. And then the one who is the seer will be able to detect this is what he's saying. How? Now, listen to me. The body, the spirit, and the soul, all plays a major role in the prophetic. Amen. The body, the spirit, and the soul, they all play a major role in the prophetic. You need everything. You need everything. So, for instance, look at the seer. If the mind of the seer is not at ease, even if the spirit is active, she will not be able to receive. Because the major faculty in the prophetic is the mind. Amen. Is the mind. The mind is one of the strongest pillars in the prophetic. That is why women who are married to men of God, especially prophets, they can decide that they will torment the life of the prophet. They can even decide to bring the man of God down. How? If they disturb his mind. That is why even in normal prayer, just normal prayer, your mind plays a very, very important role. That is why if something should happen, maybe somebody slapped you, somebody accused you, somebody did something to hurt you, before you go to the place of prayer, it will be very, very difficult for you to pray. It will be very, very difficult. So if the devil wants to attack your prayer life, he will just influence somebody to do something that is going to make you think. Sometimes, we need to learn to be quiet and allow things to be. We are the ones that doesn't know what the devil is doing, but he knows what he is doing. My sister insulted me, and after that insult, your prayer life has never ever remained the same. Just imagine that. Your prayer, because you see, your mind is very, very important when it comes to the place or any kind of spiritual activity. Amen. Your mind is key. Very, very key. So listen to me. No matter how mighty the seer would be, if the mind of the seer is troubled, if the mind of the seer is troubled, the seer can see wrong visions. She can see wrong visions. She can even detect wrong things. Are you with me? Stay with me. Are you guys with me? Oh, you guys, you are making my class boring. You need to be engaging me. Hallelujah. Indele bara bara mone sanai indele vere comprende se nala bara vene ya. Are you guys there? Okay. So even in prayer, if the mind is disturbed, you can't go anywhere. In fact, that day You pray and remain in your room. You won't ascend to anywhere. The same way the mind can be carried away by the activities of the flesh. It is still the same way the mind can be carried away by the activities of the spirit. Amen. So let me say, for example, if who is here now? Let's say, first lady insulted the seer. The seer was on her way going to church, and then first lady insulted the seer. And then unknowingly, they were going to the same church. So the church that first lady was going was the same church that the seer was going to operate. Now, if every one of them in the church is asked to come out for prophecy, oh, the seer will be seeing everything, getting everything, for everyone. But the moment the seer gets to first lady, do you know what is going to happen? Hallelujah. That anointing will stop. It will stop immediately. It's going to cease. And once it ceases, the flesh will take charge. Your flesh can show you vision. It is not only your spirit. Your flesh can show you vision. So because she is already angry with the first lady, because the first lady insulted her, don't be surprised. All the prophecy, all the things she will start seeing concerning the first lady will be wrong. Because she would no longer draw information from the spirit. She will begin to draw from the flesh. Okay. Let her start her prophecy. Your husband is going to leave you because the Lord is showing me one day you will slap him because you have terrible manners. In fact, in a week time, if care is not taken, he'll be divorced because you have terrible manners. But if that incident did not occur before she met the first lady, it would have flowed easily. Amen. If a prophet becomes too familiar with you, there is a high probability he would not be able to give you accurate words, because he knows you too much. He knows you too much. That is why it is much more easier to prophesy to people you don't know than people that you know. Because, listen to me, the mind plays a major role in the prophetic. The mind plays a major role in the prophetic. So familiarity must be guided. Must be very, very guided. You should not enter that trap of familiarity. If you become too familiar with God's servant, you begin to see him as ordinary. You no longer respect that anointing. It will be very, very difficult for him to prophesy to you. It will take a mighty grace. Amen. All these are because of the mind. The mind. And now, just look at the scenario I just painted. Just look at this scenario. Because the seer has been offended by the first lady, her mind will begin to pick logical signals. It will not be picking spiritual signals. That is revelation. It will begin to pick logical signals. If this person did this, she must be very terrible in character. She is not respectful. In fact, she is not a good Christian. When you begin to think this way, when reasoning gets into the way of prophetic, you will say nonsense. How do you know that a prophet, a prophecy is even authentic? One of the things is that it will be beyond reasoning. In fact, your mind cannot even believe it. Your logic cannot accept it. Amen.
Amen.
So if I should tell you that tomorrow by this time you'll be receiving a car. Two things are going to happen. Your mind will come out and shout. How? Then you'll feel fear. Another thing that can happen is you can also believe it and hold on to the word. Amen. So the mind, whether for the receiver or for the giver, whether for the receiver or for the giver, there is a major problem with the mind. Amen. Always a major problem with the mind. The receiver, and the giver, the central operating system is the mind. Amen. Okay. Now, when it comes to interpretation of tongues, the mind is key. There are two streams that your mind is going to receive from. One of them is visions, and the other one is perception. Meaning you would perceive. You would just know. Another one is vision. So if somebody is praying in tongues, you can know what the person is saying from those two channels, either by vision or by perception. You just know it. Amen. So the way we speak in tongues, we can also interpret tongues. First Corinthians chapter 14. First Corinthians chapter 14. Look at verse 13. First Corinthians 14, verse 13. Can you display it? Gilbert, can you quickly display it? First Corinthians 14, verse 13. It is good to know about the spirituals. These are still basics in the prophetic school. That is what I'm sharing with everybody. But our next lessons, we will go into hiding. We will go to Adullam. That is our cave. It says, wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. Who can explain this verse to me? Who can explain this verse to me? What do you think it is saying? It's very simple, right? Yes. Try. I need somebody to help me explain this verse. Please, I need your help. Let me see what you think about this verse. I want to show you people's view. There are different views on this particular verse. Yes, who's going to try? Okay. Let me mention names. Like you're in the class. Don't call me. If you laugh, you'll be the first person to. I know some of you are about to laugh. You'll be the first person to interpret it. Do not laugh again. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in tongue pray that he may interpret. What does it mean? Okay, Seraphic Oracle says we have to be focused because it's the mind that controls the prayers. Are you trying to explain that verse? Who can explain that verse for me? Please, what I think is that it is not enough to pray in tongues alone. Tonight is warfare night. You guys must explain this verse to me. Try your best. Try. Try. Try your best. Try your best. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in tongue pray that he may interpret. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, let's stay on what Gilbert said. It is not enough to pray in tongues alone. So what should I do? So is the verse saying speaking in tongues is not enough? Seraphic Oracle says speaking in tongues goes with vision. Who can try? Let me go and look for people. Where is Jennifer? Jennifer, come and answer that question. Jennifer, where are you? So, Gilbert, let's stay with what you are saying. Since I'm not getting any other feedback. So, should I pray to interpret tongues? Okay. Let me read what Presence Ego have said. I think praying in tongues is the language of the Spirit, which we do not understand. It is therefore necessary to pray that you understand the meaning of what you are saying. Okay. Good point. So is this verse saying we should pray? That we interpret in tongues. That is the idea that Gilbert has given me, and the same idea that Marina is also giving me. That we need to pray. I want to ask you a question. Did you pray? That you would speak in tongues. Oh Father, I want to speak in tongues. Oh Father, I want to speak in tongues this evening. I am praying that I'm speaking tongues. I am praying, my Father, I am praying that I will speak in tongues this evening. Did you pray before you spoke in tongues this morning? Because if you say, this verse is saying that I need to pray before I interpret tongues, that means I need to also pray. Because they are all the gifts. I need to pray before I use any one of them. I need a stronger, point. Are you all quiet? Who is going to help us? Who is going to help us, please? I think it is also important to also pray for the discernment of the Spirit to understand the tongues we speak. The same line. So you are all on the same line. That we need to pray for discernment. We need to pray. If I need to pray for discernment, listen carefully. If I need to pray for discernment to interpret tongues, that means I need to pray for discernment to speak in tongues, because I don't know what I'm saying. I need to pray. Father, I'm coming to speak in tongues. God, please let me speak the right one. Let me speak the right one. Is the right one, oh Father. So you get it. Have you gotten my cruise now? Okay, now I think some of you are getting me now. So you guys are the ones saying it. Jennifer, you are the one saying it. So I'm helping you to explain the things you are saying. Okay, let me read what Roya Ego posted. It is more beneficial if one has the ability to interpret the tongue, as one does not understand what is prayed, as it is unknown. Are you explaining it, or you are adding something to it? Okay, let me read what Nora Tito is saying. He says, the verse 13 goes with the verse 14. Whenever we speak in tongues, our mind is unfruitful. Therefore, the interpretation helps us in connecting the mind with the prayer of the Spirit and agree in mind with what he is saying. Without interpretation, the mind goes on unfruitful things. But once the interpretation fills the mind, the whole body is invested in the prayer. You have said something, but you have not yet explained the verse. You have said something, a good point, but you have not yet explained the verse. Amen. All what you guys have said, you have said something good. But I need the explanation. He says, I can pray in tongues for hours, but I don't know how to interpret. So I put it to all of you that if you all think that I need to pray to interpret tongues, it means I need to also pray to speak in tongues. That is my first argument with you. Okay. So what do you think that verse is saying? Describes why the gift of prophecy is superior to the gift of tongues. Are you guys explaining it? I want you to explain that verse. Okay, Gilbert, can you pose the verse again? Let's all look at it carefully. Now, I want you to read carefully. One thing that you must know when reading the scriptures is to read carefully, slowly. Read slowly. Now, everybody, read it slowly. The answer is there. The answer is there. You see, as I'm singing in the spirit right now, the seer can tell me what I'm singing. She can tell me what I'm singing. Very possible. But now, do you know what her mistake will be? She'll go and pray. God, help me, help me, help me, help me. Help me to interpret. Help me to interpret what Pastor Philip is singing. Help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. Did you pray to God before he started speaking in tongues? Or did you pray to God before he started singing in the spirit? No.
No.
See, let me tell you. Every human being is spiritual. Because they have the spirit. Not the spirit of God, but they have spirit. Do you see? Every man is having spirit, soul, and body. So even if, see, an unbeliever can even know what you are thinking in your mind, it is not because he or she is a Christian. No, it is just because of their own level of sensitivity. The person did not pray to know what is in your mind. The person just knew. Sometimes you can just know what somebody is thinking. Oh, it has never happened to you. Before the person says something, you will say it. And the person will say, oh, that's what I was about to say. Did you pray before that incident happened? You just knew. So who can explain that verse? Okay, because of time, we don't have much time. Let me explain it to you. Now follow me. It says, wherefore, let him that speaketh in tongue, the word unknown. Have you seen that word unknown? Is not in the original Greek. So when you are reading it, don't always include it. Because the tongue that we speak is not unknown. We know what we are saying. It is not unknown. We are speaking the language of the Spirit. Do you understand? So they use italics. If you are using the KJV, you see that it is italized. Because the reason why it is italized is because it was not in the original manuscript. Okay, so what is there is, wherefore let him that speaketh in tongue, pray that he may interpret. Pray. What is the prayer? What is the prayer? Is it to ask God, give me interpretation of tongues? No. He should speak in tongues. He should pray in tongues. That he may interpret what he is saying. So if you read this chapter very well, you would see it went further and talked about it is not necessary for you to pray in tongues or to speak in tongues, and then the people don't understand what you are saying. So you need to interpret what you are saying. If you are standing in front of a congregation, no. Apostle Paul is saying, pray in tongues and interpret what you are praying. You are not going to pray, my Father, I'm coming to pray in tongues. Felekibara Venai. Good. That is it, exactly. So in the process of speaking that tongues, the discernment comes. You see that? You are not praying to interpret. No. But as you pray in tongues, because you have settled, that is what I'm talking about. The mind. Because you set your mind to it. I want to show you a very, very deep secret. Because you have set your mind to it, that you want to interpret, you will interpret. Why did you eat banku? Hey, who ate banku today? Raise up your hand. Hey, you ate banku. You, as I would say, we have crossed 12 midnight, so thank God. Who ate banku yesterday? Don't run away. Don't run away. You ate banku and okro. Halavrakum prevelis in this Isaiah. Prefekis and the prophet is Isaiah. How many of you understood? You understood it. Did you understand it? Oh, you want to ask questions? Okay. Ask. If you don't yet understand, you want to ask questions. Oh, if you don't understand, just say you don't understand. So I go over it again. If you understand it, lift up your hands. Let me see your hands. Those of you who understood. You see, these things are simple. But this is what makes you. Gifted. This is what makes you different. This is what sets you apart. Knowledge. Once you have knowledge, you will easily flow in the things of the Spirit. Oh, you flow easily. Because the time your friend is still spending to pray to God. God, I am praying that I may interpret. I am praying. Interpretation. You are speaking in tongues and you are doing the interpretation. Because you see, your mind is the main organ. Because you set your mind, you tune it. Right now, I want to interpret tongues. So as you set it to that mode, your discernment will sharpen, it will become heightened. You see, it depends on what you want to do. You can't right now. I want to interpret tongues. That is what I want to do. So you are praying in tongues. You set your mind that what I'm saying, I want to interpret it. And some of you, do you know your problem? Because, I would have loved to teach this, but our time is already up. Okay. Let me give you 10 minutes more. Now, look at this. Is Prophet Celestia here? Is she here? Prophet Celestia, are you here? Okay. Now, if I should tell Prophet Celestia to speak French right now. Oh, Adam is not here. I would have allowed them to speak in French. And then, they will translate. Now, mind you, when they are speaking and translating, it goes like this. For example.
Hey, let me try to remember my primary school friend. The normal friend. Someone should give me one. Okay. For example, I want to say what is your name?
What is your name?
Now just check the English. What is your name?
Your name.
What is your name?
Your name.
Command to tapel.
Tapel.
You see, it is following.
It is following.
What is okay?
Okay.
We have a more advanced friend here.
Advanced
friend. It says, hey, God help me tonight.
God help me tonight.
I'm coming. This one is I'm trying to enter my French mode. Bye. Oh, in the university level, 100. I scored 90 something in French. Over 100. So I'm very, very good in French. You're all waiting for me to say it so that you will laugh. God is watching you. So now, just imagine. Quel est votre nom? What is your name? How many words are there? 1, 2, 3, 4. And someone should type, what is your name?
What
is
your name?
How many words do we have there? We have 4 words, right? Let's check. Quel est votre nom? It is how many words?
The same
4 words.
4 words.
Right? Did you see? Now this is called translation.
In translation,
I'm teaching, please. Listen to me. In translation, we do it word for word. But interpretation of tongues is not word for word.
For example,
we want to interpret tongues.
Then we start.
Kalivarabo. Kaliva means today. Va means you. Nabo means
ah.
Kolevene. Edawa means you too. That is not how we interpret tongues. Interpretation of tongues is not translation. We are not translating. How many of you understand that? Interpretation of tongues is not translation. We are not translating. Do you understand that? It's not translation. So somebody may speak in tongues. Vele kabara vele boro vele sizae bara kele vore bosa bara vele kibara vele sosa vele kede bede. And the interpretation of everything that the person have just said will just be God.
God.
That will be the interpretation. So interpretation of tongues, it comes when we receive the discernment. It is not when the tongues is being spoken. How many of you understand that? In our next class, I will teach you the act of interpreting tongues. We don't have much time. We don't have much time. Sometimes we need to say something twice, thrice, before some people will be able to understand. It is like that. Even when you are in the, when you are a teacher in the class, sometimes you need to repeat some things 3 times, 4 times before some folks would just get it. For some people, they'll get it immediately because they know how to pay attention. Thank you, Jesus. I hope you've learned something today. Where I stopped is this. The interpretation of tongues, it doesn't come when the person begins to pray in tongues. No. It comes when the discernment comes. When you receive it. At the time you receive it, is when it has come. So you don't need to say, the person is praying, oh. So you need to interpret right now. That is not translation. If it is translation, it would have been done that way. But interpretation of tongues is by the Spirit. So, 20 words in tongues can just have only one word interpretation or 2 words interpretation. So in our next class, I'm going to show you how we now get it out and how we use these two mechanisms to give out prophecy. Do you say that? Amen. I'll be rounding up here tonight. I hope you've learned something. The grace of God will continue tomorrow. Can we celebrate Jesus? Amen. I'll see you all tomorrow. Amen. Is there anybody here? Today is your first time of joining us. Anybody here like that? Today is your first time of joining us. Okay. And for Seraphic, Oracle, Mystic, Empress, and Presence Eagle, we are going to do the practical tomorrow. There was something I wanted to do, but I needed to lay a foundation. But we're not able to finish. So tomorrow, we'll continue. Yeah. Please, we are still begging you to try and support the things we are doing. Try to make your own donation so we can finalize everything we are doing. Amen. We are moving global by the grace of God. We need your support. I pray for you as you go into the remaining days of this week. The Lord continue to strengthen you. The Lord continue to keep you. you are much and highly favored in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I ask that keys of favor will be dispensed into the hands of your people tonight. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for in Jesus' mighty name of prayer. God bless you. Au revoir. Au revoir la classe.